You know, the Prime Minister has built a really strong personal relationship with the President. I'm going to hand over to him in a moment, but you know, he is now commonly described, courtesy of the President in this town, as a thoroughly nice guy. But I would add, he's two other things. He is a leader of great integrity, and he's also our proven leader of our country. And I'm really, really proud to be working for him and for his government. And Keir, in everything we do, we're going to be right behind you and everything you're doing for Britain with the United States of America. And if you would, please say a few words.
Thank you so much, and it's just fantastic to look out and see you all here. Thank you so much for coming along. It's really fantastic to have this opportunity just to spend a bit of time with you. And I've only just arrived, but already I can feel there's a real buzz around Washington right now. You can sense that there's a new leader in town, that he's a true one-off, a pioneer in business and in politics. Many people love him. Others love to hate him. But to us, he's just Peter. And Peter is the right person to help us work with President Trump and to take this special relationship from strength to strength. But look, it really is a pleasure to be here and to see that the United Kingdom has such a fantastic group of friends here in Washington. And of course, I'm here to meet another close friend of the United Kingdom, President Trump. And my message is really simple, that there is no more important relationship for the United Kingdom in defence, in security, in trade, in tech, in finance, and so much more. We have an incredible $1.5 trillion invested in each other's economies. Our trading relationship is not just strong, it's fair and balanced. And we work together to create amazing things like the internet or the jet engine. But most of all, and this is really the bedrock of that relationship, we share fundamental values of openness, of democracy, freedom of speech, freedom to thrive, and freedom to pursue the future. A freedom which, this week, we've shown our willingness to defend, with the biggest sustained increase in our defence spending since the Cold War. And look, it wasn't just a joke at the beginning. There is a real buzz, I think, in Washington right now, and it comes from that freedom to pursue the future, the excitement and possibility that this era holds for technology, for artificial intelligence, most of all, which will be transformative, you know that. And this is what makes America great. All around the world, we look at this nation and we admire your ability to keep those eyes fixed on the frontier, the opportunities for a better future. So we want to strike a new partnership. We share the view that our best days lie ahead. And, you know, taking out a chainsaw isn't quite my style. But we are stripping away red tape and bureaucracy. We are reforming permitting, getting things built, reducing barriers to investment and growth. And we're open for business, open for investment. And we're determined to help US innovators thrive in the United Kingdom. So my message is we want to work with you. We want to welcome you to Britain. We want a new partnership because our history shows that when we work together, great things happen. Thanks so much for having me this evening. I really look forward to spending time with you. Thank you.